Tantor Audio presents Bring Me Home by Kasia Leo. Narrated by Emily Durante, Sean Crisden, and Chris Koscheski. Chapter 1. Claire. In the last 5 weeks, I've read the letter I received from my mother's rapist twice. The first time was before I knew who the letter was from, and the second time I read it to make sure I wasn't seeing things. Yes, my mother's rapist sent me a letter. Yes, that is how I refer to my father. This doesn't change the fact that for 5 weeks I've been carrying my father's letter around with me everywhere I go. Even now, as I stroll across the driveway toward my old home, the letter is folded and tucked into the bottom of my purse. As I approach the door, I still get an urge to knock, even though such niceties are no longer necessary. Jackie, the best foster mother a girl could ask for, gave me a house key 2 weeks ago. This is my home. I open the door slowly, still slightly afraid that I'm going to run into Chris, though I planned this visit for a Thursday evening instead of a weekend because I knew he wouldn't be here. I step inside and close the door softly before I make my way to the kitchen. Dropping my purse on the breakfast bar, I immediately head for the fridge to grab a bottle of water. As I close the refrigerator door, someone clears their throat behind me. Turning around, I find Rachel standing on the other side of the breakfast bar. Her dark hair is pulled up into a messy ponytail, but she still manages to look perfectly pulled together. She never blinks as we stare at each other for a moment. "Chris said you weren't going to my birthday party next week," she says, and her glare softens a little. Rachel can be abrasive, and she sometimes takes the phrase, "honesty is the best policy," to the extreme, but she's also intensely emotional and sensitive. She used to play piano with Chris's band occasionally.